Now, the government is to announce a package of financial supports for local businesses in the Midland today. Grants of up to €5,000 will be provided to enterprises in counties Laois, Offaly and Kildare. The monies are being provided to help local businesses mitigate the effects of restrictions that have been in place for the past week. Our reporter, Mary Regan, from our political staff, joins us on the line now from Leinster House. Mary, the Cabinet's still meeting this afternoon, I understand, but the big item on the agenda is supports for businesses which have been hit by the pandemic.
Yeah, and the details on this support package for the Midland counties were being finalised late last night and this morning, and it's been much anticipated really since the more severe restrictions were announced this day last week. Now, as ministers have been crafting this, they've had in the back of their minds the recognition that this could be a precedent, that this is a sort of package that could be deployed to other areas if there are other lockdowns, as the health minister himself has said, you know, cannot be ruled out. So for that reason, rather than creating a whole new set of payments or schemes, if you like, they're working within the measures that are already there from the July stimulus plan. So I understand what it's likely to contain is a 20% top-up of the existing restart grant. So that will mean a once-off payment of between €800 and €5,000 for those businesses. There'll also be a €1 million grant to promote tourism in those cities. And still in the mix this morning was an extension of the rates waiver beyond September into the new year, but we'll have to wait and see if that's included or not. Now, local businesses and chambers of commerce and in fact local TDs have been calling for other measures such as deferral or partial write down of VAT payments, an extension of the wage subsidy scheme and a stay and spend tax rebate that would be specific to people holidaying or staycationing in these three counties. But it's understood that there are difficulties here in distinguishing between geographical areas for the administration of VAT schemes. But these are all part of a growing number of business needs that the government now recognises have to be addressed as it becomes clearer that, you know, we'll be living with this virus for some time. And they will be working on survival plans. They are working on them in the background for some businesses and tailored solutions for others. So, for example, there is now a growing acceptance amongst ministers that if it's the case that pubs do not get the go-ahead to reopen later this month, as publicans themselves now expect, then there will be a package of supports for those 3,500 pubs announced in tandem with that. And other measures being looked at for the wider hospitality sector are allowing people to get money back from that stay and spend scheme instantly rather than having to wait till the end of the year, okay, as previously thought. So many of these issues will form part of the budget, and those sectors will be brought in for talks ahead of that process.
All right, Mary, thank you very much indeed for that. Mary Regan of our political staff there.